Randy Fall was supposed to be sitting where the thick rope fell. He and his family drove from Virginia to watch the Coca-Cola 600. Their tickets weren't next to each other.
I had been sitting right over there where it fell, and I moved over here to sit with my wife and daughter.
He and his family were not hurt. As part of Fox's broadcast, the network had a camera that could glide on thick ropes or cables over the track and grandstands. Fox has not determined how it broke. When it did, Deborah Faw heard yelling.
And when we looked up, the cable was hanging from where it's attached here. It came across and it was down in the crowd.
Faw says it crossed in front of them about 10 seats from where she was. It also reached down onto the track and damaged several cars, causing a nearly 30-minute race delay. Faw says at least one NASCAR driver ran over the thick rope.
When that car come by going so fast, it ran over it, but it was enough it got wrapped in the axle and stretched what was down. Then it snapped, and what came back is what hit people.
Faw says it all happened so fast that it was tough to make out exactly where the rope snapped, but she says the people injured were sitting behind her and higher up in her section. Early this morning, a Speedway spokesman said all 10 fans who were hurt, including the three who went to the hospital, have been treated and released. Fox said in a statement it's planning a full investigation of what went wrong, and the network doesn't plan to use that camera system again. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.